Hi, it's Beth here. Still 65. This is just becoming an issue for me. I can't seem to shake it. And this is episode 73, February 25th, 2020. Okay, so the Home and Bathrobe magazine. This, you know, I didn't give you enough time to want more, but that's how it is in the magazine business, okay? So I'm ready to issue the highly anticipated March magazine. I mean, Vogue has September. That was taken. I love September. But March was wide open. So I took it. And this is it. It, in my head, this is like the greatest magazine in the world. And I've got three partners. I actually know these people. They're amazing. But they're absent. They said they'd do it and they're not. And they said they were excited, but they're not. And so here I am with this project. And one said she'd be the editor, but she can't stop watching Grace and Frankie. So she's going to be the editor at large. And I didn't even know what that meant. I thought it meant something else, but she said that it means she's not there. So I've got an editor at large. And that's something, I guess, because I've seen in the magazines and everybody has an editor at large and writers at large. So I do too. My writers, they want to be paid. That's all they were there for. These two, they backed me up, 100% supportive. And then they wanted to know where the money was because they want to buy their Dress for Success wardrobes. And so they're writers at large. And they're 50%, they're looking for 50% sales. That's what they're doing. So somebody told me not to worry at all, that these were just growing pains. So they said, keep going. So I'm going. So back to the table of contents. That's so hard. So I'm just going to table it once again. I mean, you can be surprised. People love to be surprised, especially on their birthday. So here it is. There will be in every single issue of Home and Bathrobe, there will be a horoscope because everybody does that. And I think it's great. But I can't get behind February. Nothing good ever happened in February, so I didn't do it last month. I'm on the fence about March. March isn't that good. I can't say good things are going to happen. It's still winter. It's still March. Now, April, we're going to roll that. That's what we're going to roll that one out in April. Horoscopes. April's a great month. Flowers are blooming. Things are happening. I'm all for it. But I can't put you through a February or a March horoscope. It's just going to be, well, depressing. So I didn't do it. There it is. I don't feel bad about it. And April's just around the corner. So in every issue, we're also going to have contributors. But I can't do it right now because they actually want to get paid too. Again, with the money. It's like everybody just, where's the dream? Where's the dream factor? You know, like, so I'm going through that. And, you know, I don't know what to say. Money is hard. It's really hard to make money. So I'm going back to my table of contents, which I'm not going to actually, I'm tabling it, but there will be parts of this magazine. I'm just telling you in case you want to write it down yourself, which you could do. There'll be a book review, but I'm only reading one book because I'm a terrible reader. I know I have dyslexia. I know I have ADHD and ADD and every other DD thing there is to have. I've got it. And if I didn't even have all those problems, I get bored fast. A lot of books, I just can't do it. I've been reading War and Peace for 42 years. I don't know what to say. The people's names change. I am interested in what happens. I actually want some people to be happy. I do. But that, you know, that happens to me in books all the time. But I keep them around because I keep going back to them. I've been needlepointing a pillow for 37 years too. I never give up. I don't put my back into it or try very hard, but I never give up. And that's all Winston Churchill told me I had to do. He didn't tell me I had to fight hard or put my back into it or make an effort. He just said I had to never give up. So I never give up. Never. Never.
think about things a lot.
I do. So anyway, I'm reading this book. Okay, so here's the book. It's a Carrie Fisher book. It's called Life on the Edge. That's a really good book, and I've learned a lot of things. Carrie Fisher and Harrison Ford, they did have an affair on there. It wasn't a very good one. I mean, he only saw her on Friday night. It wasn't great. No, nothing to write home about. But the way it got started was she got drunk with the crew, and it got a little bit out of hand. And Harrison, and she didn't blame anybody, but it was getting a little rowdy. Harrison picked her up. Well, actually, he had to fight off the other guys. He actually went fisticuffs her with his fists. He hit somebody. And then he took her to his room. And so that's kind of cool because that's daring do. And I didn't think that happened to anyone except in maybe the 1800s. So good for Carrie. Everything's going great in the book. I'm really happy. We just got through the middle pages with all the pictures, and it's going to go downhill. So I'm preparing you. I've read half of the book. I think the other half of the book is going to be really depressing. I'm not sure I can do it. So I'm going to pick up a book with crayons and chill out for a little while. And I suggest you do the same thing. I'm going to get back to it, I promise. Just like never give up. But I don't know when. I mean, I just don't want Carrie to be unhappy. So I'm not a very good reader. Don't have grit, true grit. But let's get on. Let's just forget about the book review. Who cares? And then we'll move on and we'll go to the big ticket item of this magazine is Home and Bathrobe has the most amazing tips on life. I'm not talking about the good life. I'm just talking about life, you know, like tips on life, regular life, just, you know, Tuesday afternoon, Monday morning, that life. And I've got a cooking section with great cooking tips like baked potato. It's a winner. It takes 2 seconds. You need one potato and one oven. Baked chicken, a little salt and pepper, one chicken, one oven, done. No prep time, no sweat. You know, not hard. Do it. Put a little tin foil in the pan and you're not even cleaning a pan. So those are my big tips. Now, if you want to have a dinner party, I suggest that you do it last minute. Just invite people over for dinner last minute because you can't be held accountable for what happens in the last minute. And, but you can maybe clean the bathroom. Just do that one thing. And okay, it's last minute, so it's whatever you had in the house. Haha, you're a fun gal, right? All right. I suggest, even under these circumstances, to get them drunk. Just get them drunk. Just no appetizers. None of those little cocktail or dervy things. You go straight for the jugular. You make two martini in one glass. No olives. Right on an empty stomach. They won't know where they are. They won't know what they ate. They will just say it was the best time they ever had. That's it. It's the best tip ever. I mean, I've done it. It works. So here's the hard one. When you go out, people talk to you, sometimes barely, but sometimes they say, "What are you doing?" Like implying, what does someone do after 65? Is there a life? Is there anything? Please help me, help me, help me. Help me, Obi-Wan, help me. Does anyone after 65 have any fun? That's what their problem is, okay? So you're not, of course, and they can tell, but they want to know. They're just, there's this little doubt in their mind that something's cooking. So what you do is, and I've done this many times. You don't want to tell them you're watching television all day long. You don't. Or staring at the wall, which is even worse. You don't want to say that. So what you do is, you do this with conviction. And don't flinch when they ask you, "What are you doing? What have you got planned? What's up? What are you doing?" You say, okay, here it is. You got to do this right. You say, "We." It's the mythical we, all right? They can't pin this down. We are in the early stages of planning. We are in the early stages of planning. Just say it like that. We are in the, like it's true. We are in the early stages of planning, and you fill in the blank. Sex change, deep sea diving, building a yurt, whatever you want. Just say it like that. And then if that, you know, and then you maybe you see them again next year, right? And you're, there's no yurt. There's no sex change. There's no deep sea diving. Although you could say deep sea diving was fun. And what are they going to do? They're not going to look for the pictures. They don't want to see it. They don't want to see you in a bathing suit. Okay, so. But, you know, you want to change the topic next year. See these people. It could be your daughter-in-law. Your daughter-in-law's best friend or her mother or somebody. That kind of matters. So the next year you say, and you do this with like right in their eyeballs. Like it's the most important thing in the world. You say, do you have any idea how many people are interested in starting a, and you fill in the blank, pig farm, filming a colonoscopy documentary, baby diaper recycling plant, whatever you want, fill it in. That many people want to do it with you. They will run away from you so fast and they will never ask again. But they will think you're dynamite. They will really think, or scary, either one. But they're not going to mess with you anymore and they're not going to think you're a lightweight. That's all you care about. So that's a big one. That is in this issue. So they'll never ask you again. Perfect. Now, the next thing is, okay, this is the most beloved article in the entire magazine by everyone. I'm the only one doing this. I like it. So let's just put, I think it's great. Okay. Who else matters, right? All right. So it's the beauty tips. And I've got to, I don't know, April's coming. And, you know, it's going to be tense because you're going to wonder about bathing suits and grandma bathing suits and cover-up bathing suits and all that. But listen to me. You can't go. Because if this gorgeous grandchild of yours falls in the pool, you're going to have to bend over. And you can't. So don't go to the pool. That's a job for Tarzan. All right? Get out of the water. Skip it. Skip it. Go to the movies. Go to a park. Wear your pants someplace. But forget about this pool bending over situation. And it will happen. Just as I'm positive, because kids can't swim. So not where you belong. End of discussion there. I'm laying down the law on that one. Here's something you can do, though, for a beauty tip. And this is easy. I call it Blanche DuBois lighting. Blanche DuBois, you know, Streetcar Named Desire. She put that scarf of hers over the lampshade. Now, it didn't work for Stanley Kowalski, but it worked for me. I thought she looked better. I really did. So I'm suggesting that you get rid of your 60-watt bulbs, replace them with 45, something like that. Just stop looking in bright lights. Forget it. Nobody, except for babies and everyone under 50. In our group, forget it. So Blanche DuBois lighting, it's a must. And then here's the last one, because if you don't do this, you're not going to leave the house. Take your glasses off when you're looking in your makeup mirror. Oh, wait, except for 1 second. All right, here's what you got to do. You got to train your eyes. All right, you're looking in your makeup mirror. You should actually get rid of your makeup mirror if it has like a light. But in this one particular instance, you need it. You've got one of our new enemies. I mean, we've got upper arm stuff going on. I'm not talking about that. There's a new enemy. And it's called wispy hairs on your face, and you can't feel them. You can hardly see them. But everyone else can. You look like a goat. You got these two hairs hanging down your chin. They're wispy. And you can't see them. So you got to like really use this makeup mirror with your glasses on and find them. Even just kind of like pull in the air and see if anything tugs. I've got one between my eyebrows. That's so ridiculous. And it's like 2 inches long. And then I get another one on my chin. Just one. It's baby fine hair. But it's there. So here's the thing. That is your enemy. That is a no-go zone. Even for children. They'll mess them up. They'll mess their heads up. It'll scare them. Then you got these wispy things all over your face in odd places. They look like antenna. Like you're from Mars or something. It's not good. This wispy thing is the new, it's a cunning foe. It's the worst foe you ever had. You put those glasses on for 2 seconds. You hunt that hair down and you kill it. And then right when you do, you whip those glasses off. So you can go out. Relax. You've done it. Don't look at all the other things on your face. These are the only things that really matter. These are the only things people can't forgive. So do that. I promise you. This is worth it. Now, here's why I make the big bucks. Not yet. Here's why I might make, I'm never going to make any money. Here's why in my dreams I make the big bucks. Okay? Gift giving. The hardest thing you'll ever do. Especially with people in our age group. Like if you've got a kid and he's 5, okay, he doesn't have a tricycle. He doesn't have a flashlight yet. You got some options. You're talking to your friend who's 65. If they want it, they've got it. They got 2 of it. There's nothing you can give them. So it's silly. But I got this friend, David, and he and I, my Meals and Wheels buddy, he and I, we do the most amazing thing. We give each other pictures of expensive gifts that are perfect for the other person. Absolutely perfect. And they're very thoughtful. I mean, and money's no object, right? Money is no object. Last year, this is an example. He gave me, it makes me cry, a Learjet. I've always wanted one. Why should Leonardo DiCaprio have everything, right? It was beautiful. And it came with a pilot. His name was Phil. He suffered terribly from PTSD. I do too. But his was worse. David was sure that the two of us would get along beautifully. And that I'd be perfectly wonderful to him and he'd be perfectly wonderful to me. And I know that was true. And it was very thoughtful. But the best thing, the coup de grace, or however you say that, was that in the mini bar, he had stacked it with Twizzlers and grape soda. I mean, this was a gift. This was one for the books. I mean, I cried. I did. And he gave me a picture of it. I still have the picture. So that's what I'm talking about. Great ideas that don't take any effort whatsoever. So I don't know if my editor at large is going to come back. She said she's really pushing through, trying to get to the end of Grace and Frankie, but I don't know about it. I'm not sure. She has some great ideas on how to get your husband to shut up. And, you know, those are winners, I'm sure. She's good. Everything she does is good. That's why I really want her. And so, you know, I can feel that this magazine it's feeling a void. It's feeling a void that people have left a void. Because they had good reasons for leaving it a void. But I don't think it should remain a void. I think, well, it doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't. It really doesn't. Like, you're the reason the magazine's here. But I can't shut up, ever. I think we can as a group, maybe in one grand moment, like a perfect day we choose to buy a new robe, a new bathrobe with flowers on it. That sounds stupid. That's a bridge too far. Absolutely. Let's not just say we did. Let's not just say we did. Let's just keep our bathrobes as comfy as they ever were. Let's just let's not even prove that. Why should we? My bathrobe's fine. I mean, of course, you know, the loop for the belt doesn't work anymore, but I just carry it around my neck when I have to. There's always ways around everything without looking for the sewing basket, which involves effort. That's what this is all about. This is all about living the good life without even working at it. That's entirely what this magazine is all about. So, yeah, April's coming. It's going to be bigger than this, which won't be hard. I mean, the bar's low. But if you enjoyed this magazine, Home and Bathrobe Magazine, if you enjoyed it, tell your friends. If you didn't like it at all, let's just let it be our little secret. Okay? It's Beth. I'll be back in the bathrobe April 1st. maybe before. Bye-bye.